The marathon known as the National Basketball Association season tips off tonight, with the league facing at least as many issues off the court as on the court, most notably the question of what will be the outcome of Los Angeles Lakers superstar Kobe Bryant's trial in Colorado on sexual assault charges. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
The Kobe Bryant case has received most of the attention, but he wasn't the only one making bad news off the court this season.
No, it was kind of a progression, one thing after another. Damon Stoudemire gets arrested in an airport trying to get marijuana through a detector. And Chris Webber, of course, who's a perennial MVP candidate for the Sacramento Kings, pleads guilty to a count of perjury in the Michigan basketball scandal. And Jason Richardson of the Golden State Warriors starts the season suspended because he was found guilty on an assault charge within his own home. So, again, the beat goes on for the NBA, and the image of the league is probably as bad now as it was 20 years ago when David Stern took over and the NBA Finals weren't even on live TV because nobody wanted to watch these guys play.
You figured the Lakers and their superstar might be a little distracted this year?
Well, it's going to be a circus. Nobody even knows when the trial will actually be held. There's some speculation that it could be held during the season, that it might be held over till next summer, which of course would create a hue and cry of favoritism toward an athlete, allowing Kobe Bryant to play out the season before he faces these charges in court. But Kobe has clearly been distracted and upset. He's also coming back from two injuries. He was in Colorado when the incident occurred for surgery.
On the court, a lot of the attention is going to a very recent high school graduate.
Yes, LeBron James will make his NBA debut with the Cleveland Cavaliers tomorrow night, and he's already probably the richest player in the NBA because he got that $90 million shoe contract plus a bunch of other deals. He is being viewed already as the future of the NBA. He's being touted as sort of a combination of Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and anybody else you care to bring into the mix. He is an unbelievable physical talent. But he's also a 19-year-old kid who doesn't shoot the basketball that well and really struggled to shoot in exhibition games. And remember, when you come in with all this hype, you've got a target on your back. The other players not only want to see what you have, they want to show you what they've got, which is quite a bit in the case of many NBA players. So it will be interesting to chronicle the ups and downs of LeBron James. And unlike Magic Johnson, who came into the league in 1979 with a teammate named Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who was the best player in the game at the time, there's no one on the Cleveland Cavaliers who reminds anybody of anything approaching Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So he will be playing with a mediocre team at best.
So the West is still best?
Oh, the West is still dominant. Sports Illustrated did their annual rankings of the 29 teams. 7 of the 10 best teams, according to them, are in the Western Conference. And I would say 4 of the 5 best are in the West, including the Dallas Mavericks, who went and traded for another scorer, Antoine Walker, which gives them about 10 guys who expect to average 20 points a game. That's maybe a little bit of a trend, Bob, in the NBA, seeing the ball go up and down the court a little bit more, centers playing away from the basket. Maybe that's the beginning of a new beginning for the NBA if we can get some up-tempo basketball going again, because the fans don't want to see games in the 70s anymore.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose most recent basketball book, The Punch, One Night, Two Lives, and The Fight That Changed Basketball Forever, will be published in paperback next week. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.